The following episode is powered by Sennheiser, the future of audio.
Welcome to Hashtag Mom's Got This. Get your mom life fix 4 days a week. I'm Stacey Eagle.
And I'm Michelle Park. Together we chatted up with a new boss mom each week about her journey and why she's got this. Stacey, it's our favorite day of the week. It's Products Day. Okay, so have you heard of Vivo Barefoot?
I might have.
It's like, so everybody
has... scrape your feet?
No, it's like this shoe that you... it's like a really, really thin shoe that you can give the kids to run around in, but it's puncture resistant, and it's like really thin. And it like forms to their feet, so they're really comfortable in them.
What is it? Is it like a running shoe?
Yeah, it's like a sneaker, but, or like, you know...
Vivo what?
It's like an early walker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, okay, so it's... like from 0 to 2?
No, they make them for older kids.
The theory is, you know, obviously that a sneaker is like, you know, encapsulates your foot, doesn't let your foot move, breathe, grow, and like, function, strength.
That child's screwed. Strengthen. He's a sneakerhead.
Yeah. I mean, you should get these for him because Madeline loves them.
Really?
They're like supposedly really comfortable. I mean, I don't know, but.
It's sort of like better than barefoot.
Got it.
It's better. Okay. Yeah, very similar.
By the way, that's our guest over there.
Oh, yeah, that's our guest.
Oh, hi, sorry, I'm chiming in.
She's the executive editor of Good Housekeeping. Clearly, she knows about all the products.
Exactly.
She knew about this one.
She's like, because
I thought I had found something that was like kind of a secret, but it's not.
It is a secret to me.
I have a wellness lab, so we kind of see everything.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, you know what's out in like 2025 already,
I'm
sure.
You probably know. Actually, since you have a toy lab, I want to know what the cool toys are right now.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I just went to Toy Fair, and some of my favorites. I mean, there's... oh, gosh, Spin Master has the elephants are going to be this huge trend, and they have this elephant that like the nose goes and it eats a peanut. I mean, I was like in love with it. I wanted to cuddle it like never leave.
It's called Spin Master?
Spin Master is the name of the toy company. I forget what they're calling the elephant. Everything has a cute name. I can't remember the name. But I think everything was llamas, llama corns, blind bags, all those kind of discovery toys. Hmm. My kids love the Lost Kitties, and there's a whole new iteration of the Lost Kitties. Yes.
What is that?
What is it?
Oh, goodness. Have you ever seen Lost Kitties?
No.
Oh, good. They're so fun. So it's like, it looks like a milk carton, and it has like a putty, slime-like sand compound, and you dig through it to discover little kittens. And they have they're all little collectibles, and sometimes you get
good
a rare
for, like,
one.
Sensory
it's great
play,
for
yeah.
sensory and tactile.
Lost Kittens.
Lost Kitties.
Lost Kitties. Okay, I'm writing that down.
All right,
right now.
We got. I'm also going to have to remember that one.
Small pieces, so not for like 3 and under because they could eat them.
Right.
But great for my gang. They go crazy over them.
Very cool.
My favorite current product that was the ultimate game changer for me is Betty's Zip Up Bedding.
What's that?
What is that?
So I like a made bed. I think a made bed, I can't leave the house without a made bed. Like,
in the same way.
Orderly home, orderly mind. Like, I need to feel like my space is under control and neat and organized. And I like my kids to make their beds. They do a really crappy job of making their beds. And I was like fighting the urge to tuck it in, to fix it, to zhuzh, because like it was making me nuts. And Betty's is essentially... it's like the fitted sheet, but it's all in one. So you put it on like a fitted sheet, and then it's like the comforter and everything in one zip around package. So all my kids have to do is zip around and put on a pillow. So it looks perfectly neat and organized.
Wait, so the blanket zips onto the fitted sheet?
Yes.
It's all like sort of
like
a sleeping
bag? It's all one zip up package. It's basically like a chic sleeping bag.
But with a fitted.
But with a fitted bottom sheet. It's called Betty's. Beddys.
Betty's. Okay, I'm terrible. Wait, I have a question about that's actually kind of related.
Totally.
When did you start them making their beds? Like, when do you do that?
They have been making their bed. It's on their chore chart. They earn a point for it. But they've probably been making their bed for like 3 years. Probably like around 4 or 5.
Okay.
I feel like they can start to. My oldest.
I have a question.
Like, yes, yeah, totally.
You mentioned chore chart. So what is your gift when you get the points? Do you give a gift?
You know what? It's not even about that.
Good.
For them, it's just about seeing the dots accumulate.
Perfect.
And they get very competitive about seeing the dots accumulate. I mean, they're to the point where like they fight over who gets to feed the dog. And I'm like, okay, split it. You do one skip, you do one skip, you do the vitamin, everybody gets a point.
I love it.
But it's weird. There is no prize.
Great. That's
like the prize is you get to be a part of this family.
And
you
see.
Need to write that. Like, yeah.
Coming up, Megan will share the best thing that ever happened for moms.
Well, I'm excited to hear about that.
I want to hear about this.
Thank you guys so much for listening to Mom's Got This. We so appreciate it. Please leave us a review and let us know what you love about the show, what you might want to see more of on the show. And also, feel free to recommend some moms you might want to see on the show.
Definitely. And check, you can leave those comments on our Instagram at Moms Got This Show or on iTunes.
Yes, let us know.
Let us know and leave that 5-star rating.
Hashtag Moms Got This is a production of Mouth Media Network powered by Sennheiser. Reach out and follow us on social media at Moms Got This Show. And me, Michelle, at Mish Plus Two.
Or me, Stacey, at Stacey Eagle.
Check out our website, momsgotthisshow.com.
Megan, can you tell us about this great invention?
Okay, so my favorite thing on the planet, and this is so sad to admit, is Wine Away. It is the ultimate stain remover, and yes, it removes wine, and yes, I've been known to spill a little red wine from laughing too hard. But beyond that, so Wine Away can take, my daughter ate an acai bowl and was like covered in acai on a brand new sweatshirt. I just spray it with Wine Away, throw it in the wash. Good as new.
Really?
It works on popsicles. It works on blood. It works on chocolate.
Wow.
It is a game changer in terms of stain fighting.
What about avocado? I have this very
I haven't tried it on avocado. We don't Sophie have issues with avocado. I mean, I will probably just
test
smear
it.
Avocado
yeah.
on myself tonight just to test this out.
And then let me know.
Because it is magical.
Do.
It has sort of a citrusy scent, and you literally just spritz it. My daughter once bumped into my husband, dropped an entire glass of white wine over his like white Brooks Brothers button down. And I'm like, okay, honey. And I'm just spritzing him. I mean, I'm just dousing him with Wine Away, throwing the shirt in the wash. It came out pristine.
Wow.
Pristine, clean.
All right.
I mean, I have like, I carry around a sample size, like a travel size. I give it away as a hostess gift. I'm like, here's a bottle of wine and some Wine Away. Like, it's
okay,
magical.
I'm like completely convinced.
And it's a mom creator, which I love.
Megan, you should be on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Oh my, my improv days are over, I think.
You're so great. Okay, sorry, just throwing that out there.
Are there any products
maybe
that,
that's
like,
the next thing,
maybe
remember?
That's the next thing.
Are there any products that you love just for you?
I mean, that's a great
I mean,
one.
For me, that is my favorite. I'm pretty simple when it comes to products. Like, I love Cetaphil. I just went through, like, nasty bout of, like, 40-year-old acne. And, like, now I'm back to basics. I use Cetaphil cleanser, Cetaphil moisturizer with SPF, and my derm regimen, and my skin has never been better. Hmm. So I'm very, very basic when it comes to things like that. I also, there's a mascara that I can't live without from Thrive Cosmetics, which is an incredible company created by, you should know her, Chris Bodner.
Okay.
She created the company after her good friend died of cancer, and it's a, she gives back to women suffering from cancer. The products are named after women who are going through cancer.
Wow.
And the mascara makes me look like I'm wearing fake eyelashes.
Really?
Yes, because I've never gone the fake eyelash route. I'll do temporaries for TV or a thing, but I'm afraid to get extensions. And this, I wear it, and people are like, oh, you got your eyelashes done. I'm like, nope, Thrive Cosmetics.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so
okay,
much.
Okay, we could talk about like a million
yes, we will.
Megan, but
we'll have to.
Yeah, but we'll just have to have you back.
Okay. Or Read Good Housekeeping is all in there.
Yeah. That's
yeah,
true.
Our beauty awards that. And our cleaning awards are in the May issue.
Well, then, everybody pick up the May issue.
Yes.
Also happens to be the Mother's Day issue.
Yep.
Yes.
Oh, we love moms.
We love moms.
Well, yes. So thank you for being on. We will see you tomorrow. Can't wait to hear what's next for Megan.
I mean,
there must be a lot.
There's got to be a lot.
We'll unpack that box tomorrow. Yes. See you guys tomorrow. Make sure to subscribe and show us some love on iTunes, Google Play, and wherever the best podcasts are found. Our fantastic theme music was created just for us by Lily Lane and Joe Pasco. This show can only be reproduced or published with express written permission of Mouth Media Network. We are so looking forward to spending time with you guys again. Thank you so much for listening. And remember,
Mom's got this.